Okay, Chevra, Be'ez Hashem. Today we're going to have a Parsha Shir. Amkus, which Ramela causes Charifus. Sure. And Be'ez Hashem, Sunday and Monday, we're going to have a intense Shir on Kedushin. Sunday and Monday. So this is going to be like the calm before the storm. I'm just joking. It's not going to be intense, but it's going to require Amelus, like all Torah requires Amelus. And I'll give out my Rekomas Be'ez Hashem Sunday and Monday. To next week is a Sunday study schedule, right?
Yep. So Sunday and Monday will be Sunday schedule.
So it'll be 11:45. Okay, so whatever. We'll post the exact time for Shir, probably 12 o'clock on both Sunday and Monday. Okay. So this week's parsha is Parshas Vayigash. It happens to be it's also my son's Bar Mitzvah parsha in a year from now. Open invitation. Open invitation for anyone who wants to come. And I actually have been hearing the refrain of Laning over and over again. Here he knows the Rishon Baal Peh.
Wow.
But hopefully, Be'ez Hashem. Okay, so let's. So there's a very well-known Yadua Dika Beis Halevi, also known as the Grid, who establishes a very fundamental yesod in Avodas Hashem, which everyone has seen at Beis Halevi at some point or another, but I want to elaborate on it, and I think it's a very penetrating yesod when it comes to a Ben Torah's Avodas Hashem. So let's just set up the facts, make sure we chop the Beis Halevi with all of its amkus, make sure we understand the factual setup of the Beis Halevi. We know from last week's parasha, Parshas Miketz, that Yosef HaTzadik is attempting to, so to speak, frame the Shvatim and cause Binyamin to come back to Mitzrayim. And he tells Menashe, he instructs Menashe to place the Gavia in the Amtachas, the sack of Binyamin. And the Shvatim leave. He sends Menashe. Menashe runs after them. He checks all of the sacks. And he finds the Gavia in Binyamin. And that compels the Shvatim to come back to Yosef HaTzadik with Binyamin. And now they're in front of Yosef HaTzadik. And Binyamin is now this, so to speak, the thief of this gavia that Yosef framed through Menashe. Then, at the very end of last week's parsha, Yosef HaTzadik says that the one who stole the gavia is going to be the one who's going to be my eved. You go back to your father. The Binyamin, the Na'ar, will stay by me. Okay? So that's the scene of last week. And now comes Vayigash. Vayigash Elav Yehuda. Vayigash Elav. Kadma Vazla. That's what the Gra says. Kadma Vazla. Vayigash Yehuda is coming. And he's coming, like the Medrash even points out. He was ready with all the Shvatim to mamish destroy Mitzrayim. He's about to chorev all of Mitzrayim. He's coming. Dvarim Kashos, says Rashi. So Yehuda comes. And now he makes a vikuach. He makes a taina against Yosef HaTzadik to somehow retrieve Binyamin. And he says the following. He goes on a vikuach, a taina, which is very much based on the tsa'ar of his father. And if Binyamin, this na'ar, whose nafsho is k'shur b'nafsho with his father, will not go back to his father, Yaakov, our father, will die. It'll be mace, hanar v'mace. And because of that tsa'ar that we're going to cause, you, the Mishnah Lamelech, who they didn't know yet was Yosef, please let him come back with us. Don't make him your eved. That was the vikuach of Yehuda against Yosef HaTzadik, and that was the setup. Comes along Yosef HaTzadik, and he's lo yichol isapik, which the Medrash says, not just lo yichol isapik emotionally, lo yichol isapik that he saw that Yehuda meant business, and all the Shvatim were about to annihilate Mitzrayim, so he had no choice but to reveal himself. Comes along Yosef HaTzadik, and he says, Vayomer Yosef, famous words, el echov, ani Yosef haod avichai, Pashup shot in the pasuk. Yosef reveals himself. Ani Yosef, and he asks somewhat of a strange question. Haod avichai, velo yachlu echav la'anos oso. They were stunned. They were startled. They were shell shocked. They couldn't speak. They couldn't respond back to what he said. Fret the Beis Halevi. Three kashas on these psukim and on the medrash. First of all, the entire vikuach of Yehuda against Yosef was all about the tsar of the father of the father of the Shvatim, the tsar of the father who's alive. So what does it mean that Yosef HaTzadik, as he's revealing himself to the Shvatim, he asks again, is my father alive? We just spoke the entire vikuach, how my father is in tsar if he doesn't come back. Of course, my father is alive. Number one. Number two, we don't even see that any of the Shvatim responded back, a tshuva to Yosef HaTzadik even later on. So that's Kasha 1, the Beis Levi says. Kasha number 2, the Beis Levi points out, the Medrash Rabbah brings down on this very Pasuk a startling line, and I mean startling because it is scary. The Mashgiach, who once quoted this Beis Levi about 13 years ago in the Friday Shmooze, he actually called it, he labeled it, the scary Shmooze. And this is why it says the Medrash Rabbah, Amar Abba Kohen Bardela, Oy lanu miyom hadin, Oy lanu miyom hatochacha. Woe is to us, how grievous will be the Yom HaDin in Olam HaEmes, and the rebuke, the tochacha that we're going to get in Olam HaEmes. And how do we see this? Because Yosef was the Ketanan Shel Shvatim, Lo Yochlu Echav Lanos Oso, the Yosef HaTzadik was the youngest of all Shvatim, and yet, the Shvatim were not able to respond back to him, and he was just the little brother. So Alchaz Kama V'Kama, when we go to Olam HaEmes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to man us, he's going to be Toveya us, and he's going to have a tochacha to us, and we're not going to be able to respond back. Says the Medrash will be Lefi Mashahu. Hashem is going to don us Lefi Mashahu. Frak the Beis Halevi, Kasha number 2, where do you see in the Psukim at all that Yosef HaTzadik is giving tochacha to the Shvatim? He just revealed himself. Ani Yosef Ha'od Avichai. And he just asked the question, is his mother still alive? And furthermore, number 3, the Medrash says a very peculiar Lashon. Lefi Mashahu, that we're going to be donned in Olam HaEmes, Lefi Mashahu, Lefi the person Mashahu. What does that mean? Says the Beis Halevi to answer all three kashas with one mahalach, and the mahalach has such a penetrating yesod in our Avodas Hashem. Says the Beis Halevi, this is very yadua, that we're reading and teaching the pasuk wrong. It's true. Pas just ha pasuk, it sounds like Yosef is just revealing himself and asking a question. That's not the pasuk. The pasuk should be read in bitmiya. It's a rhetorical, a rhetorical question. What's this thing? That's where the coke comes in. It's a rhetorical question. A bitmiya. Says Yosef HaTzadik, Ani Yosef. I am Yosef. He's revealing himself. Tehainu, says the Beis Halevi. I am that Yosef who you sold down to Mitzrayim. You sold me as Shvatim. And at that moment in time when you sold me down to Mitzrayim, my father was also alive. And you didn't take into account the tsar that you were going to be goreim to my father. So says Yosef, Ani Yosef. Ha'od Avichai, isn't my father still alive? And at that moment, when he made that taina back to Yehuda, the entire taina of Yehuda was completely nistar. Minei ubei. You, Yehuda, the whole premise of your taina was that you're going to cause a tsar to our father who's alive. Well, guess what? Ani Yosef. Ha'od Avichai, is my father still alive? Dehainu bitmiya. You, yourself, are so to yourself, minei ubei. The very taina you're making is contradicting yourself from years past where you sold me down to Mitzrayim and you did not care about the tsar that you're going to cause to Yaakov Avinu. Says the Beis Halevi, and this is where the Medrash sees the tochacha. Because when you want to be mochiach someone, it's not just being doche his taina and rejecting his taina. It has to be me'ikr dina pircha. It has to be a stira minei ubei. It has to be something that you're going to be sorcerer and he's going to be makir at that point, how he's a walking contradiction. And if you can show a person that he's a double standard, that he has a double standard in life, that person is going to receive the most atochacha and he's going to want to improve. Says Abba Kohen Bardela, Oy lanu miyom hadin, oy lanu miyom atochacha. In Olam HaEmes, it's not just going to be a din v'cheshbin on what we did right and what we did wrong. But it's going to be more than that. The Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to be Toveya. Let's see all of your Maisim. Your Maisim are going to be Nitfas Al Yidei Echad L'Sheni. It's going to be comparative. And he's going to see, how did you act in this regard? How did you act in this regard? And the Tochacha that you're going, that Chas V'Shalom we're going to receive in Olam HaEmes, unless we're Meshaper our Maisim, is a Tochacha of a Stirei Minei Ubei. And that Tochacha, says the Beis Halevi, is such a contradiction to the person's mahus that it's oilanu. We can't even fathom and incomprehensible the repercussions of such a hakara. And that's why the Medrash says the fi mashehu. It's not just a generic din v'cheshbon, but it's going to be a din v'cheshbon by showing you your own maisim and how you are a walking contradiction. That one acted in this world as a walking contradiction. And we know already the Gemara Kedushin Daf Dalet, we just mentioned a second ago, that the different types of pirchas, when you ask a kasha in a Gemara, there's stam, a technical external pircha that you can ask, or like Rav Shiva likes to say, a me'ikar dedina pircha, like the Gemara says, Rav Ashi says, me'ikar dedina pircha, if your svara is fallible. Mineyu Bey, it's a steer of Mineyu Bey. That's a much greater contradiction. Rav Aaron Cutler actually brings down this Beis Halevi, and he shows a beautiful Tosfos and Chulin Kuf Chaf Aleph on the Beis, where Tosfos and Chulin is discussing the Shita of Chizkia. And the Gemara over there asks a stira between Chizkia's halacha here and Chizkia's halacha there. And Tosfos is bothered. If you look at the Mishnah that we're donning on in that Gemara, you could have asked a blatant kasha on Chizkia from the Mishnah itself, Lehedya. Why is the Gemara choosing to ask a kasha on Chizkia from his own words? Says Tosfos, Api this Yisod, Rav Aaron Cutler is Mitzayan, this for the Beis Halevi. Says Tosfos, the Chizkia Achizkia on the bottom, Nicha Leila Akshuye. It's better to ask on Chizkia himself. If he's being sorcerer, his own psak, Mineyu Bey, that's a much greater pircha on Chizkia than asking from a full-fledged Mishnah. That's what Tosfos says, a maila in Chazal to ask from Chizkia himself. Second application, this is also Lahafli, says Rav Aaron Cutler. We know in Devarim Chav Hay, Yud Gimel Yud Dalid, the Torah sets down an Isser of Mishkolos. A person's not allowed to have different types of measures when doing business. And there's actually three psukim about this Isser of Mishkolos. In the last pasuk, the third pasuk, it tells you that you have to have a hin tzedek, the eifa tzedek. Make sure that your measures are glatt. They're perfect, they're accurate. They're not something that's going to deviate from the actual measure that you're trying to measure. But in the previous psukim, it says, the two psukim before that, lo yelecha even ve'even, eifa ve'eifa. So says Rav Aaron, what's this added pasuk? We already had, you should have justified measures, you should have perfect measures, accurate measures. What's this even ve'even, eifa ve'eifa? Dr. Rav Aaron, there is a bezunder, there is a separate din, a separate avera bifnei atzmo. If a person has two evens, one even that I use for my commerce to make sure that I have the right deal, and a different even that I use for my chaver. If a person is being soser himself with the avanim that he has, one even for himself and one even for his chaver and where and how he measures his commerce, that's a stira mineyu bey, an avera bifnei atzmo, and that has a more chumer dika avera than just simply telling a person, make sure you have accurate measures. If a person not only doesn't have accurate measures, but he has an accurate one for himself and an inaccurate one for his friend, that's a stira mineyu bey. If you're going to be inaccurate full through. Don't be accurate with one way and inaccurate in a different way. That's an avera bifnei atzmo, says Rav Aaron Cutler, based on this yisod of the Beis Halevi. The Beis Halevi says that this really has wide ramifications in our Avodas Hashem. The Beis Halevi on the second page brings down that this is, if you mamish do an introspection and a reflection of your whole hanhaga, there's so many places where this yisod can come through. Says the Beis Halevi, just a simple case of tzedakah. A very common taina that a person wants to make when he has comes to tzedakah is, I have the ola parnasa, I have to support my children, I have to support my family, I have to pay tuition, etc. But if HaKadosh Baruch Hu can show you that your budget is somehow out the window when it comes to being mefazer your mammon to other luxuries that you have, and you're not able to be the same way you're acting with your luxuries with tzedakah, and that's a chisar mineyu bey, that's a stir mineyu bey in your hanhaga. Says the Beis Halevi, you can have two types of people. You can have a person who does averus. He's on the derech that's not yasher. But kol zman, he's doing the wrong avera, and he's being consistent in doing the wrong thing, there's hope for the guy. Because kol zman, he's facing this direction, but he has faulty premises. Okay, once you readjust his hanachas, he'll turn around this way, and he'll be on the derech hayishara, and he's all good to go, because he's always consistent. But then you can have a second guy, who's not just doing averas, but he's being soser himself mineyu bey. One day he's doing this way, one day he's using his midas this way, one day he's doing an avera this way, and his whole entire mahalach hachaim is one big warped vision of Avodas Hashem. It's warped. For that type of guy, it's much harder to do tshuva and to get him out of his ways, because there's no consistency and no yashrus in who he is and how he's acting. Says the Beis Halevi, if you're going to be, so to speak, chote, it has to be consistently chote. If you're justifying yourself in one specific area, then you're consistently acting in that way. But don't do a double standard. Once you do a double standard, you're in for a major surprise, a major maisa. There was once a Rebbe in this yeshiva, who I'm not going to say who. You'll see why in a second. It was a chash of a maisa. I just don't know if he wants me to say his name. He once told me that an ani was coming around in the yeshiva to collect money for tzedakah. And he didn't have his wallet on him. It was in the car. And he told the Ani, I'm sorry, I don't have money on me. And then a few minutes later, he called back the Ani and said, 1 second, let me go to the car and I'll get the money for you. So he told me, why did he have that retraction? Because he said 3 days earlier, he missed lunch upstairs. And he wanted to buy a Reisman cookie, a Reisman Danish from the machine upstairs. But he forgot his wallet in the car. So he said, okay. He went back to his car, got his wallet, and bought his Reisman Danish. And he said to himself, if I'm willing to go back to my car to get a Reisman, he knew this Beis Halevi already. He already knew the Beis Halevi. If I'm willing to go back to my car to get a Reisman Danish, I'm not going to go back to do a mitzvah of tzedakah. It's one thing to be lazy, but to be lazy and then be a charetz the other way, that you can't do. That's a double standard.
That Rebbe
is still here. Very chashuv. Very chashuv.
Yeah, I think you said this story before.
I did?
No, he did. The person said the story.
Okay, so great. Whoever knows. Whoever doesn't know, who cares? Okay. So the point is, it's a good maisa. But let's refine this yisod a little bit more, because it's not just when it comes to the ofen klali, our avodas Hashem. For Ben Torah, this is also a very important nekuda when it comes to his gisha, to his approach to learn. And I'm going to try to make it a little bit more lemaisa, avoda lemaisa, based on this. So let's start first with the Beis Halevi himself, who applies it to Talmud Torah. And then I'm going to show you three places where I think needs chizuk. And Hamevin Yovin. So Tanit de Be'el Yahu in Zuta Perik Yudalid on the top left. El Yahu Zuta Perik Yudalid. Let's read this medrash together. Unbelievable Tanit de Be'el Yahu. Pam Acha, Sa'isi Mahalik, this is on the left, top left. I was walking around, says Elio, and I found someone who was an Amoret. He didn't know Mikra, he didn't know Mishnah. And Vahaya Mitzlot says that he was trying to defend himself and excuse himself for his Amoratus. And I said to him, Bini, Mata Meshiv, what's your tshuva la vicha shemayim? What's going to be your excuse in Shemayim when you go up to Shemayim that you didn't learn at all? Layom Hadin, Amar Li, Rebbe, Yeshi Dvarim Shani Mashiv. I have a good excuse, no problem. Bina Vadas, Lo Nasuli Minashemaim. Kadosh Baruch Hu did not grant me with Bina Vadas, She'ekra V'eshna, that I can learn. Amarti Lo, so I said back to him, Elio and Avi says, Mamalachtecha, what do you do as a profession? Amar Li, Tzayad, I'm a hunter, I'm a fisherman. So Amarti, so I said back to him, Umal Havi Pishtan Vile Erog Mitsudos, Ula Hashlich Layom. You, as a fisherman, you have to have the skill sets to know how to weave together netting and to have all these strategies to hop all the fish from the sea at the right time and the exact timing, exact moment, and to have the right bait and to know exactly which fish you're trying to get. And all this chachma has to go into the fisherman's traps. And you have das for that. Well, divrei Torah shekasubo, kikar v'lecha davar mod l'nosu l'cha das. But to the Talmud Torah, Kedosha, where the Torah itself is made, that it's loni flesi mimcha, it's not far away, it's not hard. You're telling me that das you were not given. Miyad haya meirim ko, chashav agai. Miyad haya meirim ko lo uboche. Immediately he was makir, histira minei ubei, and he was boiche, and he started to cry. Amarti lo, I said to him, Elio, and Avi says to him, al yiralacha. Don't feel so bad. Shekol baye olam, the entire world, he meshivim tshuvazu. Everyone makes this taina. I'll also inyan shem oskim. Aval, this is the key words. Maasehem, their maisim is mochiach aleihem. It rebukes them, so to speak. It disproves their taina. And when it comes to learning itself, very often there are a whole slew of midos, a whole slew of attributes that we use when it comes to our life in general, that if you do a very honest, we're just being honest here right now. If you do an honest introspection of your hanhaga and the implementation of your midos in different areas of your life, it's very tachin, for myself included, that you'll see that there is stiras minei ubei in how you use certain midos for justifiable things. But for some reason, when it comes to your learning, our learning, those midos somehow escape our minds. We don't usually use those midos. So let's just focus in on three areas that I think, which through the eyes of Chazal, will show us where we can improve on this nekuda. The Ksav Sofer said in the Sicha before Ben Azmanim, this is area number one. Sicha Lifnei Ben Azmanim, this is the Ksav Sofer, right before January break in his yeshiva. Yeah, right. Okay, but right before his break, he said the following. It's actually the Fnei Kaitz Ben Azmanim, it says. So, the Gemara Megillah Dav Vav and Aleph brings down from the Pasuk in Tefania, Beis Dalet. I always wanted to do that. Tefania, Beis Dalet. Pasuk says, V'haya ka'alaf Yehuda v'ekron ki Yehusi. Pasuk in Tefania says, that is a cryptic pasuk, and the Gemara Megillah Daf Vav darshins this pasuk and says, Asidin sare Torah sheyilmudu b'ravim b'tartius. That in the future, when Mashiach comes, all the Marbitzei Torah, all the Rosh Yeshivas, of all the Yeshivas, Rasaks, all the Rosh Yeshivas, are going to go to the stadiums. Giant Stadium, does that exist? I don't know. Giant Stadium, Jet Stadium, all the stadiums, MetLife, and they're going to go there, and they're going to be Marbitzei Torah Berabin when Mashiach comes. Dafka in those stadiums. Freklixav Sofer, at that point, by Yemusa Mashiach, we're going to be rich. We're going to have all the things that we need. We can build our own stadiums. Why don't Dafka have to go back to the football stadiums and Dafka back to the MetLife stadium? Says the Ksav Sofer, a beautiful Nekuda. Says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to go back to those stadiums to see the midos that were invested by the Goyim in those stadiums. And he gives examples. Look at the Hotzos Binyanim Gedolim. Look how much money was invested in the stadium and all the advertisements. V'sachaku, v'tzachaku kol aleilos. And they were there, b'simcha, b'hislavus atzuma, all these goyim, watching their game. V'tidat shena b'aynem. And if it was overtime and it was late at night, they didn't care. They stayed as late as they could to watch, to finish the game. And they were lively, and they were drinking and being b'simcha with their game that they're watching. And when a person sees that, when the Marbitzei Torah are going to give shir in those stadiums, miyad yisoru hatamidim lilmod Torah b'hasmada, they're going to start inferring, wow, look how much investment of midos were done in these stadiums. So too, when we are learning in these stadiums by Yemos HaMashiach, we're also going to invest the same koach of midos that they were invested back then. They're going to do hasmada beritzifus. And says the Ksav Sofer, they're going to do leilos kiyamim. They're not going to make a difference between whether it's night or day. Even if it's overtime siddarm, they're going to push. Because just like that game had overtime, I'm also going to do overtime. Says the Ksav Sofer, v'ein domish shmiel ri'iya. You can't just hear about these midos. You have to be in the context, in the setting of those stadiums to implement those midos. And he says, just like they were not chas amamonam, so too we're not going to be chas. And that's why dafka, the Marbitzei Torah, the Melamdei Torah, are going to be teaching Torah berabim, dafka in those areas. So that's a goyim midos, learning from goyim. But for us, I mean, with my background, maybe not with your backgrounds, very easy to shtel too, for us. How many times during our upbringing did we invest all of those midos in all of those games, in all of those stadiums? How many times did we, mamish, invest our money to buy tickets, to scalp tickets, our money, our time and our mental space? Or sometimes we're watching a game and we're not going to go to the bathroom until a commercial because otherwise I'm going to miss this play, even though there are reruns. How many midos have we implemented of hasmada beritzifus gemura? How many times have we stayed up late for a game, to see the last part of a game, etc.? When you see those midos being implemented by a person, and then fast forward 5, 6, 7 years when he's in yeshiva, and for some reason those midos fall away, they dissipate, they for some reason are forgotten, that's a stira minei ubei. That's a stira minei ubei. Obviously, it's worse when you're doing it b'shas maisa, the same time you're doing both and opposite. But even in a lifetime, that's a stira minei ubei. And so the first area is a mesiras nefesh for learning. If we're able to implement mesiras nefesh in hasmada and ritzifus, when it comes to things that are not as important, or dvar b'teilim even, then al chas kama v'kama, we should be using the yashrus of our midas. We have to be consistent with our midas and implement them when it comes to our learning as well. Says the Ksav Sofer, this may be the pshat in anu mashkimim v'heim mashkimim. The Ksav Sofer is saying it in terms of comparing it us to goyim, how they act and how we act. But it's very talking of pianal that you can say it's much more minei ubei. Anu mashkimim, and ki'ilu it's saying anu mashkimim. We both do the mashkimins. There are two hashkamas. There's a hashkama for work, and there's a hashkama for your flight, and there's a hashkama for your seder. But the hashkama for our flights and the hashkama for our work, for some reason, becomes much more imperative. Mashi'enkin, the hashkama for our learning. That's one nikuda. The second nikuda is from the Ben Yehuda, the Ben Ish-Chai, who says in the Gemara and Kedushin Daf Lamed Amud Beis, the Gemara says, if the Yetzer Hara encounters you on the street, grab him and go straight into the Beis Medrash. So Frekta ben Yoyada, why are you bringing him into the Beis Medrash? He was trying to deter you from coming to the Beis Medrash, and now when you encounter him in the street, you're telling him, come in with me. Mashkeil Beis Medrash. Well, why are we taking the Yetzer Hara with us in the Beis Medrash? Says the ben Yoyada, I'll be the same Yesod. That Chas V'Shalom to think that there are midos that are off limits when it comes to Avodah Hashem. All our midos, kina, taiva, kavod, all of these midos can be used for Avodah Hashem. So zak the pasuk, zak the gemara. If you see the Yetzer Hara in the outside the Beis Medrash, take him with you. Take the kina that he's trying to use with you. Take the taiva that he's trying to influence you and use it for your hislavos and learning. Use it for kinas sofrim tarba chachma. If you see someone doing better than you, you want to push yourself more. That's a kina that's mechayiv you to do more. Or if it's taiva, a tzimaon for taiva. So too when it comes to your learning. Use the midas hataiva to look up something on the shelf, to look something up and to see what the beauty of Torah has to offer. Don't be settled with the 2-3 marmer kumas that you have in front of you. Go, search, be tzameh, be mislahiv. Go and search out and be misaveh for the divrei chazal. So Zakta ben Yoda, that we dafka take the Yetzer Hara into the Beis Medrash. We don't leave him outside. And this is what the Chazon Ish refers to, and this is what I call area number 2, mesiras ha'ishius. It's not enough just to be moser nefesh and use your hasmad and ritzifus. There's also mesiras ha'ishius. You're giving up of your personality. You're giving up a little bit of yourself. You're sacrificing yourself in order to achieve greatness in learning. Like her friend once said on the Medrash and Kolas Rabbah, that the Chazal say, "Miyesh lo maneh rotze masayim, miyesh lo masayim rotze arbamos." He always wants double. So said her friend, Chazal are not moneying you for wanting more. Wanting more is a she'ifa. It's a bikush. Chazal are moneying you that you have the wrong currency in mind. It shouldn't be yesh lo maneh harotze masayim. It should be yesh lo daf harotze dapayim. That's what it should be. It should be the right currency. But the mida itself, the mida of bikush, of course Chazal admire the mida of bikush, of taiva. It just has to be used for the right thing. And the third and final area, which I think for me is the most penetrating one, and it's the one that I least wanted to say out loud. Well, now everyone's listening. It's not just Mesiras HaNefesh, not just Mesiras HaIshius. There's a third aspect when it comes to our learning, a Mida, that I'm telling you right now, that if you mamash to a Emestika Cheshber Nefesh tonight on this Mida, it's going to be a game changer for your own learning. And that Mida is the Mida of Achrayas. A tangible Achrayas. A real Achrayas. And let me just paint it up a little bit. I've been here for 18 years. And for some of you who know, my hiding spot, I'm not sure if this is a good idea, my hottest hiding spot during Bein Hasdarim to learn is in the library. And in the library, there's a certain spot that I like. All those cubicles to the left. And I'm the last one usually. This way I don't have to see the window either. This way I'm... And those cubicles, I don't know what it is. It's like Gan Eden for me. I have my svarim. I have my computer typing up my notes. 2 visors, whatever it's called. And I have my outlet. It's like, besides for not having a coffee in the basement, in the library, it's mamish Gan Eden. You have to leave something for Gan Eden. So a coffee in the basement, that'll be in the Gan Eden. Okay. But it's like mamish beritzifas and no one's talking. And it's like you just have complete control over your mind and you're able to apply yourself. But what's phenomenal is that throughout the Zman, it's relatively empty. There are a few people studying, obviously, but I'm always able to get my seat. It's not a problem. Around this time, in a week, this week and next week as well, it's packed. And rightfully so. A person has to chazer and review. I shouldn't say chazer. He has to review his work in order to do well on his tests. 100% doing otherwise would be a chisar in your work ethic. Rav Stav used to say that if you have a work ethic, go with it. This way it'll spill over to all your learning. But what's phenomenal is that the midos of attention and the midos of discipline to be there for that amount of time studying over textbooks is unbelievable. It's very inspiring. And I always wonder to myself, halvai one of these bachrams would just take this palpable feeling of immersing himself in a textbook and just go next door and do the same thing in your learning. Both. Equal. But just take that element of palpability, of achrayus. That's really what it is. It's a tangible achrayus that people naturally have, which is true. You know why? Because there are deadlines. There are tests. And there are marks. And there's GPAs. And that you have to do well. And you have to report back to your parents. And there's graduate school. And there's X. And there's Y. And there's a tangible achrayus. There's interviews. So when a kolzman, a person realizes there's a tangible achrayus, he wants to invest. So, Leinas Daiti, if a person can use that midah of having a tangible achrayus when it comes to his learning as well, then at least he'll be 100% in both regards. But if chas v'shalom, the tangible achrayus is only felt when it comes to the studying, but not felt when it comes to your achrayus in learning. The achrayus in learning means I have deadlines. I have a Gemara Kedushin and Bikiyas that I want to be Messiah. And that means I have to be Mesadr my Ben Azmanim, I have to be Mesadr my morning, my afternoon, my night. I have to do things and be misamitz to make sure I meet those deadlines. I have Iyun, Shiurim, that I want the Chazer to pick up a Derech HaLimud. I have things to write up. I have deadlines. I feel Chovos, like Rav Chaim Kanievsky said, about his learning. We're not on the level of Rav Chaim, but everyone can have a tangible Achrayis when it comes to his learning. I'll tell you just a quick line. A quick line from one of my Talmidim, Yedidim really, from about 7 years ago. And it was during study week, and he was majoring in accounting. It was a Masmid Atzum, who was in a Soloveitchik Shir, really working hard in his learning. And another fellow classmate who was also in accounting came over to him the week of study week, and he said as follows. Now you have to know, this Talmud of mine is a Tumim. He's not a Kanai Bechlal. He's not, like, he has no, like, agenda. He's the nicest guy in the world, can't hurt a fly. But something came out of his mouth unintentionally, which was so emes, which you have to hear. So says this classmate of his, we'll call him Yehuda, meaning the my tongue. Yehuda, I feel so stressed out for you that I know for myself, I've been studying all week for this accounting final, and you've been in the Beis Medrash this entire time. I am so behind in my studying, I can't imagine how stressed you must feel that you are so behind in your accounting studying. So like Yehuda, with like mamish, like the gentlest response, telling you, no kavanas at all. He said back, it's so interesting. I was thinking the exact opposite. I am so stressed out that I'm behind in the sugya of Tukva Kohen. I am so behind in Bat Mitzvah and my write-ups, and I'm here all day. You're studying all day outside the Beis Medrash. I'm so stressed out for you that you're so behind in Tukva Kohen. That's all he said. It wasn't even like, he wasn't even meaning to say anything more than that. It was purely a hashkafic reflex. That's all it was. But he's true. Why is that so crazy to hear? Why is it such a, like, a peculiar statement to say? It shouldn't be. It shouldn't be a peculiar statement. You're behind in accounting. I'm behind in Tukva Kohen. They're both, not both equal, but we know which one is primary. Torah is primary. And there is a musig of achrayis that we have to have. Let's just finish with the ma'isa before mincha. How do we engender achrayis in our lives? So I'll just tell you a quick ma'isa that I heard from Rugesh Ribner, who said over this ma'isa, and it's all about your perception of yourself. Rav Vosner, Posik, Bnei Brak, massive Talmud Chacham, that's all. So towards the end of his life, it was hard for him to move around, and during Bedikas Chametz, he asked one of his shamashim to come do Bedikas Chametz with him while he would walk around and follow him. So the shamash did that, and when he opened one of the drawers by Bedikas Chametz, he noticed something that was a little bit odd, but he didn't say anything, and he kept on going, and at the end of Bedikas Chametz, he went to Rav Vosner, and he said, can I ask Rebbe a question? I saw something a little bit odd, and he said, well, yeah. He said, I saw some tshuvas in there, and it was signed, Av Beis Din Lodz. So I thought at first maybe it was a Zaidi, maybe it was one of your grandfathers, but it was your Ksav Yad. And last time I checked, you were never an Av Beis Din in Lodz in Poland. And it said Tuf Reish Tzadik Dalet, which means you were 17 at the time. So where are all these tshuvas coming from the Av Beis Din of Lodz? Signed, your Ksav Yad. She said, you're right. You caught me. You got me. I was in Chachmei Lublin at the time. But everyone was around me was really much, they were succeeding. And I was just not doing it. I was not being mechayev myself. So in order to imprint in myself a mechayev, every night I would write tshuvas. I would write full-fledged tshuvas. I would write back to imaginary people. Lichvod, Yididi, Harav, Agon, whatever. And he would write a tshuva of his Chidushei Torah and he would sign it. Avizin Lodz. And that gave me a chizuk. This may be where I'm headed. I need to write tshuvas in this mahalach. I need to write tshuvas as if I was an Av Beis Din. And that achrayus that he engendered for himself caused him to make such an aliyah that's learning, and as we know, became one of the Gedolei Hador. So maybe be zoche. But these midos that we have, a person should do an honest reflection of cheshbon nefesh. How are these midos being used? Are they being used inconsistently, or are they being used consistently? May we be zoche. That's your show. Have a good Shabbos.
Is that because you're speaking the next game of Shabbos?